10 years later. Chapter 1.
Elsa? Elsa, I know you're in there. I'm heading to the stables. Do you want to come?
15-year-old Princess Anna stared at the door to her sister's room and waited. She knew it was useless. If Elsa even responded, which happened about once in never, the answer would be no. The answer was always no. Why did Anna think that Elsa would suddenly decide to break 10 years worth of silence? Elsa? She called again. Nothing. Gently, Anna placed her hand on the door as though she might feel Elsa's presence that way. Then she pulled it back angrily. What was the point? She had been in this spot countless times, ever since that night all those years ago when Elsa had slammed the door in her face. It had just been one long series of closed doors and disappointments.
Letting out a sigh, she turned and headed back toward her room to put on her riding clothes.
Anna pushed open her own door, kicking aside the stray pieces of clothing that littered her bedroom floor and making her way over to her vanity.
Sitting down, Anna began to pull her hair into a loose bun. As she worked, she softly touched the streak of white hair that framed her face. Then she gave it a hard yank. She had lost count of how many times she had sat in this very spot, staring at the white hair. She'd had the streak for as long as she could remember. But it always felt out of place, like it wasn't supposed to be there. But trying to figure out why the hair felt so strange was as futile as wishing Elsa would open the door and talk to her. Anna pulled on the streak again, this time ruining her hastily made bun. She sighed and blew the loose strands of hair out of her eyes. Well, that won't do, Anna thought. Even if there wasn't exactly anyone to dress up for, Anna still liked looking her best. It gave her something to do, at least. Anna glanced out her window where she could just make out the edge of one of the palace's giant gates. It was closed, as always. The morning after the sledding accident, Anna had awoken to find the castle much quieter than usual. She hadn't heard the laughter of the maids as they scurried between rooms, dusting the shelves and lighting fires in the many hearths. When she had ventured out of her room, she hadn't heard the clanging of pots from the kitchen as cook prepared the morning meal for the royal family and the rest of the household. Nor had she heard Kai, the royal handler, issuing his daily instructions to the chamberlain to ensure proper care of the great hall. Gerda's voice was oddly absent as well. Anna couldn't hear her instructing the castle staff in what clothes needed to be mended or set out for later. The whole place had felt abandoned. And for all intents and purposes, it had been. Her parents had closed the gates to the castle. Almost the entire staff had been dismissed, and any contact with the outside world had been forbidden. And Anna had no idea why. 10 years later, she still had no idea why. Looking at her reflection, Anna gave her white hair one last tug. Well, at least it's not like I wanted to see the world or anything, she joked, trying to cheer herself up. Lately, Anna had found herself thinking more and more about life before the gates had been closed. Her memories of that time had started to fade at the edges. Moments were beginning to blur together, and sometimes she couldn't remember if something had actually happened or if she had just made it up during one of her long, lonely playtimes. Glancing over at her bedside table, she smiled ruefully at the sight of a well-worn book. The book had become her saving grace. It had been a gift from a girl named Ronnie. The daughter of a dignitary, Ronnie had met Anna a few months before everything changed. Ronnie had told her all about her home country, with its large sandy beaches and trees that had big round fruits hanging from their branches. They get so heavy that when they fall, they make the loudest noise, Ronnie had told Anna. And they are hard as rocks, but when you cut them open, they are so sweet. Someday you will have to visit me, and I'll give you the freshest coconut. Perhaps Mama and Papa will let me go next year, Anna had said at the time, but she had never gotten the chance. And she had never seen Ronnie again. The book, which told 100 short stories of adventures in Ronnie's homeland, had arrived along with an invitation to visit just days before the gates had closed. The book had stayed, and so, sadly, had Anna. Enough, Anna thought, chastising herself. She would have loved nothing more than to get a glimpse of the lands outside the castle, but she knew that wasn't going to happen. There was no point in wishing.